This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. My brothers and sisters in Islam, in Surah Al-Ma'arij, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions one of the qualities of the believers, a very important quality. He subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ مِنْ عَذَابِ رَبِّهِمْ مُشْفِقُونَ. The believers are those who, when it comes to عَذَاب رَبِّهِمْ, to the punishment of their Lord, they are mushfiqoon, they are fearful, they are worried, they are scared, they are terrified of the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Inna عَذَابَ رَبِّهِمْ غَيْرُ مَأْمُونَ. Because the punishment of their Lord, they are unsafe from it. No one among us can say, I am guaranteed that I will never enter Allah's punishment, nor will I ever taste Allah's punishment. No one is guaranteed this. We cannot say this among each other. Therefore, one of the qualities of the believers is that they are fearful and they are terrified of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. This is a feeling that is supposed to live in the hearts of believers. This is something that makes you and I believers, that we are afraid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment. How come there are Muslims that live on Allah's earth and they walk around, they commit murder, they kill others, they commit az-zina, al-riba, and sin after sin, and they don't care. They don't care about Allah Azza wa Jalla's punishment. And their attitude when they commit the sins, as though Allah's punishment doesn't exist, or as though this kind of quality doesn't exist in their heart. No, my brothers and sisters in Islam, this is wrong. A believer is supposed to be afraid of Allah Azza wa Jalla's punishment when he's doing the righteous deeds and when he's committing a sin. Now that's the only thing that is going to keep you away from a sin and keep you engaged in worship, when you're always conscious of Allah Azza wa Jalla's punishment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when he described the believers that wake up at night, he said, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ. He described the quality of the believers. He said, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجِعِ, that their sides moves away from the bed. تَتَجَافَى meaning to move away. الْمَضَاجِعِ is the bed where people rest. The believers are people who move their sides away from the bed, meaning they wake up at the end of the night or some part of the night. يَدْعُونَ رَبَّهُمْ, they call out to their Lord in salat, in dua, dhikr, they engage in worship at night. خَوْفًا وَطَمَعًا, out of fear of Allah's punishment and hoping for His mercy and forgiveness and the reward of the paradise. This is the believer. He's between these two qualities. He has fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment in his heart alive, and this was mentioned before, hoping in Allah's mercy and forgiveness. So this is what got the believers up at night. For we need to be conscious of this quality. You need to live on earth, and Allah's and the fear of Allah's punishment needs to be active in your heart. My brothers and sisters in Islam, act as though there is fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's punishment in your heart. Every time you approach a sin, that fear should keep you away from it. Every time your nafs is lazy to commit an obligation or to engage in an obligation, you're feeling like leaving the prayer or leaving something that is obligatory in your deen, the fear of Allah's punishment alive in your heart will wake you up and keep you away from this. This is a quality of Iman. This is a quality of believers. And for such people, bi-idhnillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows them to do the good. And my brothers and sisters in Islam, fearing Allah's punishment shouldn't be the negative kind of fear. Negative kind of fear, it cripples a person. He is turned away from worship. Too much fear in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps a person depressed, and it makes him lose hope in Allah Azza wa Jalla's mercy. That's not the fear we're speaking about. Positive fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla is the fear that helps you and encourages you to continue down the straight path, that allows you to keep away from sin and keeps you motivated and committed on the path of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's the kind of fear that we want. And so these are the pillars of worshipping Allah. These are the pillars that you worship Allah out of love, first and foremost, and then out of fear of His punishment, hoping in His mercy. If you balance this out, you live a perfect life, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you the ability to continue to worship Him. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our sins. We ask Him subhanahu wa ta'ala to instill within us the true fear of Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِنَّهُ وَلِيُّ ذَلِكَ وَالْقَادِرُ عَلَيْهِ وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ وَبَارَكَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ وَعَلَى آلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ أَجْمَعِينَ.